My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
That is funky.
I love Fridays.
Funky Friday here, Sports Radio 610 In the Loop. Shout out to my man Figgy Fig getting us right, along with John Lopez and myself, Reginald Atitula. Hope you're having a good one hanging out with us all the way till 2 p.m. when we'll turn it over to the drive. It's a fire in here. It looks a little rainy outside, but it's a fire
bit,
in here.
A little bit.
Having a good time. Mm-hmm. What do you hope and what do you need to see in year two of Bobby Slowick's offense? It's kind of incredible to think of the fact that it is only year two of him not only being the coordinator here, but being an offensive coordinator in general. Mm-hmm. This is a man that was widely looked at, and it seemed like he had to actively turn down the opportunity to become a head coach. People were, you had to like swat him away like flies, keep him off of him to remain here. And so last night at the Texas season premiere, we were kind of having conversations about this offense and, you know, thinking about the idea that, hey, man, this dude is still here. What is the progression? How does it look like going forward? And I think that's going to be super important because we all view, although the defense, we think that defense is absolutely going to be improved, maybe even factoring in winning in ways that we had not necessarily considered it possible last year. It feels like the offense is still the name of the game. It's the number one thing. It's the bread and butter for what they do. How does that become more prolific and more proficient as you go along in the season?
Yeah, look, and we were talking about the offense with a lot of people last night and among ourselves and just kind of kicking this idea around because we were there, all the Texans were there, et cetera. And the topic of Bobby Slowick came up. And a lot of people were saying, okay, so I don't know how much things are necessarily going to change.
Right.
They just want to be more proficient, as you put it. And this is a Clint Sterner line that I really like a lot. He likes to say, do the simple things savagely well. And that's a very good way to put it. I don't buy that altogether, though. And let me tell you why. I think they are going to try to do the simple things savagely well. I think they are going to be more proficient at what they did last night. But I also think that doesn't mean that they're not going to add a lot of new wrinkles just because there is a comfort level now. There is a place in this offense where there are more offensive minds comfortable with their roles, from quarterback coach to, you know, offensive assistant to obviously offensive coordinator.
Mainly, to quarterback on IR.
To quarterback on IR. No, absolutely. Coach Keenum and all that. So just because, like, maybe the players don't realize, maybe training camp and preseason was all about, let's perfect doing the simple things savagely well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That could change today.
Yeah.
Or actually tomorrow when they come
practice,
back.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they come back or whatever, whenever it is. So I feel like just because they have that comfort level, and Bobby Slowick, if we know anything about him already, he's going to tinker, man.
Sure.
Like he's going to, you know, game plan with that big brain of his. You know, I used to call him the savant, and maybe we'll have to repurpose that because I think they, you know, training camp and preseason was like, let's perfect everything, as was kind of the vibe that we got yesterday. Now they're going to get fancy. you know, for lack of a better way to put it.
Yeah, that was my original thought. And mm-hmm. I think when we first brought up kind of the concept during mm-hmm. our conversation last night, it was just like, well, when you think about a new coordinator in particular, you're installing the offense in that first year. You're really just kind of like getting the language across and mm-hmm. getting everybody on the same page. We're like, let's see if we can execute this on a base level.
Yeah.
And in my mind, and of course, it's the mind of somebody who is not in room in like in those buildings in the way that other folks are. It would be then now second year, you have an opportunity to take that and elevate it. Right. Yeah. And take that to another level. And I was kind of amazed when we kind of got that feeling that that's not entirely what the expectation is. It's just, mm-hmm. hey, now let's take what we have and hammer it home and make sure that we're doing it to max potential, which makes sense. But I think you're right. I think there's definitely got to be some things that shift and, that ebb and flow through the course of this. But one of the things that I hope to see, right, as opposed to like what needs to be seen or what have you, mm-hmm. one of the things I definitely hope to see is something that B. Scott was actually talking about this morning as he was filling in for Sean Pendergast on Pendergast and Payne. Payne and Pendergast. I'm trying to look. I think that Seth has made it clear that he never wanted to, dominate the first part of that. So I'm trying to give him his wish. I'm trying to see. Pendergast, what does this sound like? But it's Pendergast and Payne. Payne and Pendergast. I'm not gonna lie. I've had a lot of struggles making sure that I keep those names straight because they're both, same initials and everything. Seth and Sean are not like wildly different names, mm-hmm. and so in my brain, I'm like, make sure that you go Seth Payne, Sean Pendergast. But this is Brandon Scott. That name I can get very easily. It is not SP, but B. Scott was talking about this.
I've got a request for Bobby Slowick. You tell me if it's a reasonable one. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but this is my Bobby Slowick request that he leave us with or provide us with before he leaves. Before Bobby Slowick chunks up the deuces, they say, or gets up out of here to scheme up a run game, especially now that you got Joe Mixon, you're in year two of CJ Stroud. It feels like it's not like you can say, hey, this window is forever. It doesn't work that way in the NFL. You got this year, got you back by surprise, by the way, because everybody thought you were gone. Scheme us up a run game before you get up out of here.
I think that that's the thing that I need to see.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Like, I believe that this offense is capable of being incredible, especially passing-wise.
We can say it. Elite.
Elite. Okay. I'm with you. Right? Yeah. Like, I think that there's offensively, passing-wise, you just have so many options mm-hmm. that I don't know how any team devotes enough of their coverage to all of these guys to make it so that they're not going to tear them apart. Hell, that's something that Dalton Schultz was talking about after, what was it, the dress rehearsal against the Giants? It's just, he could eat up underneath.
Dude, he was killing it.
Underneath the defense, because the defense is so worried about all these dudes that can get vertical on top of you.
Yeah.
Dalton Schultz is like, 8 to 10 yards at a time, I can just sit down, like sit routes
mm-hmm.
without even having to do a whole bunch. Get to that spot, sit down, catch the ball, and there you go. There's a first down.
Yeah.
You know? And so defenses are going to have a tough enough time with that, but that run game is the thing that can really demoralize a team. If you can do all that offense, all the passing stuff, mm-hmm. excellent. But you can really demoralize a team if you're able to just 5 yards, 5 yards, 5 yards. I'm not saying that that's the way that they go about it, but when you can do that and then also over the top, underneath, outside, right, you are untouchable. And I think that that's the thing that this team has. You have all of the pieces to do it.
Yeah.
I think that it's now, hey, Chef Bobby Slowick, put that together, like just give us the recipe there mm-hmm. to make sure that that's what it can be, because I think it's capable.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's, you have the pieces there.
I am totally with you, but I'm going to put a twist on that I believe. I think that's secondary. I think the run game is secondary. I said this about midway through last season. It's so obvious now. This is a passing team, man.
Like, I agree.
Like, this is a passing team. And this is why when people say, oh, they're just going to kind of just perfect everything, and this was kind of the vibe, as I mentioned, that we got last night. They're just going to perfect everything that they did last year and just do it better. And I totally disagree. First of all, it doesn't make any sense. You brought in Stephon Diggs as a compliment and have this three-headed monster at wide receiver for a reason. You're tinkering with the fullback position and players coming out of the of that position who are more pass catchers for a reason. You drafted Cade Stover and he's produced as the second tight end.
Yeah.
You know, with Dalton Schultz for a reason. That reason isn't just to stay status quo with kind of your approach of last year. Those reasons are you're going to start, as I said, getting fancy, for lack of a better way to do it. I fully expect starting week one, we're going to go, whoa, Bobby's in his bag. You know, Bobby is doing some things. He's getting creative now. It doesn't make any sense to do anything otherwise. That said, absolutely you have to be able to run the ball because that's something they didn't do quite well last year, you know, as well as they wanted to last year. But I think what I'm excited about with Bobby Slowick, which is kind of how we got into this, is now he's rubbing his hands together. He's wringing his hands. He's licking his lips saying, all right, I got all the toys now. We're going to do something really special.
Yeah, but the reason why I come back to the run game, because I think you're right. It is secondary, all those things. Yeah. But the reason why I come back to it, and again, this is where I will go to our friends in the morning show, Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast. Got those names right, huh? Yes? Okay. No, but like, yeah, Seth and Clint Sterner as well, that they are the ones that, you know, I mentioned this in the preseason, that they were opening my eyes to the idea of, hey, man, sometimes the actual run scheme, it doesn't necessarily make sense. Like, you're getting to places where on the strong side of where you're going to, you know, with the football, you don't have a hat on a hat. And, like, that's the basic principles of what we're doing here, trying to block these guys up, give yourself an opportunity to go do something special. Yeah, so, like, and then also instances where you have, hey, the you know, the wide receiver that's blocking is going up to safety, leaving the linebacker, you know, and it's like, hey, if we're going to leave somebody unblocked and leave it at the highest level or something like that, at least from my non-play calling perspective. But like, I would like to see those running schemes then evolve to a place where they're not just, you know, they're more effective, not just in results, but also in the process in a way that makes sense
bit
more. And that's not just me saying it. That's from these former players that we have the luxury of working with here at 610.
No, I agree. You have to have those old axioms, you know, defense wins championships. Ultimately, defense in the postseason has to make plays to clinch championships.
Sure.
But offense will win it for you, you know, in terms of getting you to a place where the defense can clinch it and make a stop. Same thing with the run game. Well, you got to run the ball. Yes, you absolutely have to run the ball. I mean, what you're saying is right. They have to have the scheme. They have to have the backs that can thrive behind that scheme in order to have the success that we think they can have. But they're going to get really, really interesting with how they manipulate and use the passing game. That's just what I feel. I think we're going to, you know, 5-6 weeks in, we're going to, man, Bobby is doing some stuff now, you know. And it's not just him. The influences from Gerard Johnson and the offensive staff and maybe even Case Keenum. By the way, this is a little known fact that we kind of stumbled across last night. Every one of the offensive coaches at that level,
they've called plays at some point.
Called plays in the preseason.
Yeah. And I think that's become more and more
common.
What's
the source for that?
People.
Yeah. That's become more
Where's
and more.
Your source?
People say.
Hey, come on now. You never ask a journalist their source. Come on, man. It's like asking a
the
lady.
The source
there.
Is, trust me, bro.
Yeah, trust me, bro.
Trust me.
But no, absolutely. And we're seeing that more and more in the modern NFL, especially even like having some of their assistants then be the head coach for the game. I think the teams are understanding, hey, there might be suspensions. There might be things that happen that take you a person away.
And you get
away.
A feel for what they're trying to accomplish.
And it's a development tool, right?
Like, it's a development tool. And Gerard's sitting there going, because I know he called plays. He's okay, so this is, you know, and he's got Bobby Slowick right next to him. You know, that kind of thing.
Right. And look, again, you Bobby Slowick, we thought you lost him this past offseason.
Yeah.
Next offseason, you can almost guarantee that that yeah, is a high probability. And so having more guys that you know are capable of calling plays, and then also having different perspectives that, hey, man, this play would not get called by Bobby, but I have a chance to call it. Maybe I can call it. And now you get plays that maybe Bobby wouldn't call, but he gets to see it and go, okay, well, that's a little bit more effective than I thought it was. Now we'll add that to the playbook or what have you.
This segment has just gotten me more excited.
I think that there's a lot of reasons to be excited all the way around this team.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's been incredible is that there's the level of excitement at every level, down at the microscopic level where we are a little bit closer to this, and then at the 30,000-foot-view level for a lot of places around the NFL. So super excited to see what happens with the season. And again, we get started in about not this weekend, but next weekend when the Texans head out to Indianapolis to face off against the Colts. It's In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about what's popping, including who's throwing out the first pitch tonight and how the Astros got a dude demoted from his job. We'll talk about it next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.